All right, the time is 6:20 p.m. on April 19th, 2023, and I would like to call this special meeting of the Veterans Advisory Commission to order. Would the secretary please call the roll?
Commissioner Akana?
Present.
Commissioner Belolong? For the record, Commissioner Belolong is absent. Commissioner Hooker?
Here.
Commissioner Moyer? For the record, Commissioner Moyer is absent. Commissioner Mueller?
Present.
Commissioner Pine?
Present.
And Commissioner Williams?
Present.
Public comments is the section on the agenda for members of the public to address the board on items that are not listed on the agenda. Has the secretary received any requests to speak or e-comments?
Not at this time.
Next, we have action items. Number one, discussion and selection of chair and vice chair for fiscal year 23-24. Staff recommendation, commission to discuss and select a new chair and vice chair for fiscal year 23-24. So to help as a reference, I'll be reading this definition of what the chair is. The chair, this is an annual item required per the Chula Vista Municipal Code. The role of a chair may require an additional time investment to perform its duties, which include, but are not limited to, chair all meetings, keep discussions orderly, focused, efficient, and fair, consult with staff liaison in drafting meeting agendas, attend council meetings as needed, and sign correspondence and resolutions on behalf of the board/commission. The elected vice chair is responsible for substituting the chair as needed. There is no limit on how many one-year periods a member may be a chair or vice chair. It is at the board/commission's discretion to vote in the same chair and same vice chair or nominate a new chair and vice chair. Thank you. I will now ask for nominations. Any questions?
It says FY 23, fiscal year starts at January or July?
Fiscal year July 1.
Okay.
Yep. Any other questions or items for discussion?
Sorry. So this position would start end in July, and we do another nomination this July?
I believe, if I understand what's correctly, we would need to nominate someone today, and yes, this would come up again at the fiscal year in July. Sound right?
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody want to nominate themselves?
Well, I guess why don't we
be called to
want to talk about experience?
So, if there's no questions, or Chair, I will now ask for nominations.
Or do we want to discuss, I guess, experience or what everybody's experience is, or, you know, have you been commissions? I mean,
would it maybe be better to see if there's any nominations of yourself? If someone would like to volunteer, that should probably be the first order, isn't it?
I would volunteer. I was on the commission before. So I wouldn't mind doing it interim until July, and then if someone is more comfortable, we could vote again in July.
And for further discussion, my name is Lynn. I would like to nominate Dwayne if he would have it, because he's got significant experience chairing commissions in the past that have actually met and accomplished some really great stuff. So I'm a Dwayne fan. I just met him today, but I've seen his name in a lot of things. So I know he knows this stuff.
To tell you guys what I've done, I was a commissioner on the GMOC, the Gross Management Oversight Commission, for 5 years. And 4 of those years I was the chair of the commission. and they sunset the commission because they wanted to move commissions around and regroup. So I know what all this is and works, but, you know, if you want to take it for the short
time.
Oh,
if you have experience and want to do it, I don't mind at all.
I'm fine with it. Don't bother me.
What a fabulous way for us to get on track with some expertise and then have you jump in after he's laid the groundwork, because we got nothing right now.
So what is your background?
What is my background?
Yeah.
I was in the Navy, and then I've worked for the federal courts since I got out. So that's, I don't know what other information you want.
No.
That's all.
And I'm a veteran too. I was in the Navy for 12 years, got out on disability, been doing defense contracting since, I own two companies doing defense contracting and support the Navy currently. So, you know, I'd recommend her as vice chair, or I don't know your name.
Jennifer.
I'd nominate Jennifer as vice chair.
I mean, I would nominate him as well if I knew he had experience, so. I mean, I'm going to vote for him, so.
What are you asking me? My background?
We're just discussing.
Oh,
so.
You know, I think it's really good to have, is there a script that you follow? I was in another commission for 8 years, and 3 of those years I was vice chair. And I was really excited to join this one. I was asked to join this, but my father was 20 years. My brother's Naval Academy graduate, 20 years. My husband's a Harrier pilot. So I'm like a Navy brat and a Navy wife, so I understand it. And since joining this, you know, I don't need a title, but everyone's come up to me and said, I have great ideas for the Veterans Advisor Commission, which I will discuss in my commissioner's report.
And I'll just introduce myself. I am also a Navy veteran. I served for 10.5 years, and my husband and I both for veterans, and I've worked in the community a lot with veterans and non-veterans, so, and still have a lot of affiliation with veterans in different aspects, so. But I'm good with Mr. Dwayne, right?
Dwayne.
So I guess we just vote now. What do you think?
Yeah.
Let's see. So now discussion's taking place, so I get to tell you that is there a motion and second motion to nominate, so I guess we'll start with the chair. Is there a motion and a second to nominate Mr. Dwayne Hooker as our new chair?
I am Lynn Pine. I make a motion that we submit Mr. Dwayne Hooker as the chair of the VAC.
I submit it.
And for the record,
Williams second.
Williams. Okay.
And then you get the call. And then secretary, would you like to ask for votes by roll call?
No, vice chair.
We do vice chair first. Mm-hmm. Okay, so
we
now.
We have to do one at a time.
Are we doing?
We can either vote for what we just nominated or nominate the vice chair as well. Thanks.
Vote on the
motion.
So we'll vote on the motion to.
Yes.
To appoint.
Do the roll call and move to next.
So that's.
Okay. So Commissioner Akana.
Aye.
Commissioner Hooker.
Aye.
Commissioner Mueller.
Yes. Aye.
Commissioner Pine?
Aye.
And Commissioner Williams?
Aye.
All right. Motion carried with 5 members in favor, no one opposed. And this vote is for the establishment of this commission to carry us through to fiscal year 23-24, when the vote will be taken again. All right, is there a motion and a second motion to nominate?
They do it again in July.
So Commissioner Hooker nominates Jennifer Miller for vice chair.
I would like to nominate Ms. Akana. Like, it's really nice to see new people on this commission after a really long time. So I would like to see new people do stuff.
Okay. So I'll second that.
Okay. And I don't know, do I get to ask her, did she get to accept that, or does she have to accept it? I don't know.
But, you know, I don't want to be picky, but Robert's rules, you motion, second motion, then you discuss. And then
you discuss. Let's be picky.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hold
Sorry.
Us to this. Please
no,
hold
that's
us.
Not
to
that's not entirely accurate.
Okay.
She has to formally accept it.
Okay, I accept it.
Before.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Perfect. So nomination is second. And then, or nomination a second, you accepted, and now we open for discussion?
Yes. Any discussion? Call the vote.
No? Okay, if there's no discussion, then
I'll go through my.
Go through roll call and we'll have a vote.
So, Commissioner Akana?
Aye.
Commissioner Hooker?
Aye.
Commissioner Mueller?
Yes. Aye.
Commissioner Pine?
Aye.
And Commissioner Williams.
Aye.
All right, so the motion carries with 5 members in favor and no members opposed for the establishment of our vice chair up until fiscal year 23-24 when another vote will be taken.
Don't be absent.
Don't be absent.
Gavel has officially transferred
oh.
For the record.
Okay, the gavel. Okay, and then so now we go to item 4.2.
I guess where did you leave
Yes, the second page.
So
at the very bottom.
Okay.
In the red.
Okay, so the next item is on the agenda is 4.2. Consideration for adoption of resolution for change meeting location. Staff recommendation, commission to consider adopting a new location for the meeting. Don't give the details of it.
We
can
ask that from what to what?
Right.
Do we want them to fill in the blanks there, kind of on what the meeting change was, or were we missing some documentation, or?
It is on the resolution attached to the agenda. It's page 3.
Oh, here, okay.
If you'd like to read that.
So the resolution number 2023-01, resolution of the Veterans Advisory Commission of the City of Chula Vista, changing the location of its regular meeting. Whereas the Veterans Advisory Commission holds its regular meeting on the third Wednesday of every month at 6 p.m. in Conference Room 2, second floor of the Chula Vista Police Department, located at 315 4th Avenue. Whereas the Commission wishes to change its meeting location to City Hall, Building C, Conference Room B111 and B112, located at 2276 4th Avenue for better public access. Whereas the City of Chula Vista Municipal Code 225-200A requires the change to the regular meeting location be made by written resolution. Whereas the City Council and City Clerk should receive prompt notification of any future change in venue. Now, therefore, it be resolved that the Veterans Advisory Commission of the City of Chula Vista does hereby approve changing the location of its regular meeting to the City Hall, Building C, Conference Room B111, B112, located on 276 4th Avenue in Chula Vista. To further resolve that the time and frequency of the regular meeting shall be occur on the third Wednesday of every month at 6 p.m. To it further resolve that the Secretary of the Veterans Advisory Commission shall promptly forward a copy of the adopted resolution to the City Council and City Clerk for the City of Chula Vista. So I guess Chair, is there a motion to approve the Commissioners, or no, that's I guess, So open discussion. Is everybody okay with the moving it here and have it on the third Wednesday of every month at 6 o'clock? Yeah, okay. Is there a motion to approve the resolution?
A motion to approve the resolution.
Can you state your name? And
can I first make a motion to consider that we approve, consider adoption of the resolution to change the meeting location? Now we need a second to consider.
A second.
Now motion to change it.
I motion to change the meeting to here.
Okay, there's a motion.
Here.
There's a motion to approve by Commissioner Williams. And a second by Commissioner
Pine.
All in favor?
Aye.
I'd like to read the list.
Can I do the roll?
Commissioner O'Connor?
Aye.
Commissioner Hooker?
Aye.
Commissioner Mueller?
Yes. Aye.
Commissioner Pine?
Aye.
And Commissioner Williams?
Aye.
Okay, item two is hereby passed. There's no opposed, so it's hereby passed.
And we're off to the races.
Okay, next topic on the agenda is other business. So this is staff comments.
And I have no comments. What's that? Oh, yeah. We basically want to open this up for discussion for whatever you think you need to be discussing. But one of the things we wanted to put under radar was Memorial Day coming up. And should this group be talking about anything related to Memorial Day? And just want to set the stage for that. So that's my staff comment, in hopes that it might spark some conversation. And then please, you know, you'll take us where we need to be.
Okay. Melissa, any other comments?
Not at this time.
Okay, so item four, chair comment. I guess my only comment is I'd like to see the charter of what the commission's supposed to do. You know, what's the scope of it? What's the, is there an annual report that we're supposed to create? Is, you know, what our rules of engagement are? You know, what are we supposed to do? How do we get public interaction, public comments? What's the charter for the commission would be the best thing.
Okay.
And then, whether other stuff is there with it. I mean, I don't know what, with the GMOC, we had a good charter that we knew exactly what to do. And, you know, we reached out to fire, you know, all the different public service or the department services. I don't know what this one does. So that's my only real comment. Next,
have we read the mayor's role and function designation?
No, I haven't read that.
Would you like me to read it?
Sure. Well, let's go to commissioner comments, and you can read it during yours.
Okay.
So let's start commissioner comments. Commissioner
O'Connor. I was just going to ask also, you know, what is the process of what items you put on the agenda? Is that you just staff discuss this with the chair, or is that what the commission does
for agenda items?
Mm-hmm.
I believe agenda items go through the liaison. They can be discussed and brought to the liaison's attention, and then it will be placed on the next meeting's agenda as an agenda item.
Okay, so it doesn't need to be approved by the commission. It's just something like a commissioner or something. We talk to staff about it.
I believe that's the process.
Okay.
But I can double check with city
clerk. So what we used to do is, during your commissioner comments at the end of the meeting, if you had something that you wanted to discuss or to open discussion, you could say, can I add this to the next week's agenda,
mm-hmm.
next month's agenda?
And basically qualified as
right.
making the liaison aware.
Okay, to lay it in there. And then, you know, as long as the liaison and secretary approve what that is, then you could bring up topics. Anything else?
No, I'm just excited to be here, and when I'm on a commission, I want to do something, not just meet. I want something to say, wow, when I was on the commission, we accomplished this.
Right.
And it's for the veterans, and that's what's important to me. And
yep.
Thank you that everyone's
yes.
Spending time to do this.
Absolutely.
Commissioner Williams?
I have a question about, I was looking on the website, and they had the term expiring, And I thought you do 4 years. And so I was looking at the different dates on there. Some of us have 1 year, some of us have 4 years, 3 years.
It depends if when you come in, if you're replacing a commissioner and their term was like, they're in the third year of their fourth term, so you fill out their fourth, the last year of their term.
Oh.
If you're at the beginning of a term, then that's where you get a 4 year term. So it all depends on where you were placed on the commission.
Okay, and so mine's is 1 year, so that means I'm not eligible to?
No, that just means they have to renominate you.
Oh,
at that
you can't get, because you only have to do 4 terms. I thought you couldn't get renominated, but you can.
You
can.
Okay.
You can.
Okay.
It depends, but
okay.
You can get renominated. As long as you're willing to continue, you can get renominated.
That's good to know. Okay.
Yeah.
Answer my question.
Any other comments?
No. I'm glad to be here. And I'm just like Nipa, I want to make sure that we are doing something to bring increase to veterans and recognition to our veterans and what they do. And I'm glad to be working with even veterans and non-veterans, but you have some kind of experience, as in whether you were a veteran or not, you know a veteran or somebody in your family was a veteran, and I think that's really important. So.
Okay, so that, I think that's a good agenda item of what we can plan for the next, you know, coming months of events or, you know, and I guess that goes back into the what the ordinance is for the commission. You know, I don't know if there, and I know with the GMOC we had a budget and all that kind of stuff. I don't know if you have that here.
We have zero budget.
Okay. So you know, check. You know.
So if we have any ideas, should we bring it up now?
Yes, I'd say bring it up now.
Not you. Yep. So can you check to see if we're allowed to fundraise?
Yes. I will check with City Clerk on that, and then I'll send my answer straight
thank
to you.
Now I do it to you.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. But anything you have that you want to bring up, let me go for it.
Well, first of all, he was talking about Memorial Day, right? So do we want to talk about that, or are we going to talk about it next? Because Memorial Day is coming up.
That's so we actually have these banners that we got through a nonprofit organization of sailors and soldiers that were, they were lost in combat, and there was an organization that made these flags, and the city, we had to coordinate with the city. I'm not sure where they are now. They were put in storage, but the city would display them for Veterans Day and Memorial Day.
So maybe that's something we could find out where what happened to those.
There were flags that hung from like light posts, I want to say.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just like they every year was a huge, horrible, painstaking event to find a place to hang them. I think the very last one that we did, though, the city finally put them on 4th Avenue, I believe, but I could be mistaken.
Okay.
But before that, it was also at the mall. So we did have someone that was in charge of housing said banners and then finding a location the previous or the upcoming year for displaying them. There was also some questions about could we add to that, but we never brought that to any type of conclusion because the person that had a contact with the nonprofit left the organization and promptly took everything that they had with them. So it was not very polite. But we do have those for Memorial Day.
Okay.
So the next question would be, do we have any money?
I heard no.
I thought you said no.
Oh, no.
But that's something we can check on and verify, right?
Yes.
Sure? Okay.
That's important.
Yeah.
And if we don't, how do we get it?
Goes back to her question, can
right.
we fundraise?
Can we, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I mean...
Except donation.
The city, I mean, there's always a slush fund in the city. You just got to know how to get to it.
There you go.
I know how government works, so, you know, it's...
There you go.
Fiscal year starts in July, so they're working on it now.
Right, so there's end of year money now that hasn't been spent.
On it. You guys are on it.
So we have to come up with a budget for the year and planning out what we want to do.
Right, maybe that's another good agenda item for next time is, you know, depending on those answers, come up with a budget of 2024 of what we could do with that budget. So if people have ideas. Okay. Anything else?
Yes.
I like your idea so far.
Oh,
keep going.
Well, being that I'm a veteran woman, a woman veteran, however you want to put it, but I know we do stuff in the community, and I was just thinking of veteran women, recognizing somehow, I don't know what we could do. I know they have Veteran of the Year, so that's an idea, but I'm just open to, you know, just different things. I'm thinking like something different we can do in the veteran community. And then I thought about families, veterans' families, their children. So anything we can do for children, veteran children, and how would we, because that is so big, we want to do it for active duty veterans, or we want to do it for, that would probably, if we do anything for children, that would probably be the best to do for active children. So that's something that we consider, just helping the families, veteran families, in some kind of way.
Can I, I'm sorry, can I be recognized by the chair?
Go ahead.
So to piggyback on that, there are a lot of organizations that do things already.
Yes.
I think that we should bring some of those to the table as well, because we're not operating in a vacuum here. So there's organizations. I'm the secretary for Cruising Rotarians, which is international.
Mm-hmm.
And we provide every Friday, we provide free furniture and housing and anything anybody needs for families, from diapers to food to living room sets, free. They just have to be able to transport them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an example. For the Women of the Year, we've got the pillows program. I don't know if you've flown out of the USO, but there's neck pillows at the USO. We make those every month, and we hand them out for free. The chairwoman for that particular project is the National George Washington Gold Star Gold Medal finalist and winner for all of the women veterans. So it's a big, fat, hairy deal. So there are a lot of things that can happen that if we partner with them, we can support that, which goes to our charter. We're not inventing a wheel here.
Yes.
The American Legion that's up here,
mm-hmm.
three blocks away. I'm also the regional representative for the West Coast and the webmaster for military women across the nation.
Oh, yeah.
So we partner with the American Legion and the VFW and do a lot of help with them and get a lot of help from them. And there will be probably 20,000 of us across the nation on Memorial Day putting wreaths across America. So things like that, I think if we tail onto that, we can make the city proud. And even if just one of us goes and says, I'm from the city of Chula Vista,
yes.
then that kind of PR can get some press that will elevate it to John, to the mayor, so that he can put that on his plate. He loves that. Photo opportunities are his thing.
Yes.
So to get him engaged and knowing that he's a veteran and we're on his radar already,
yes.
I think that the two of you have some really, really good ideas
yeah.
that can move forward as long as we're not operating in a vacuum.
So I guess the only concern I'd have with that is what, and I know we don't have general counsel here, nonetheless, we had general counsel always at the end, but what can we do from a legally commissioned to get into those other organizations? I know it depends on the charter, but there's rules of engagement of what we can do and we can't do. And that, I would think, would be a city attorney question. Just to make sure we're all good. Okay. Anything else?
I do have one more question. I think one of the ladies brought this up. She had discussed it. They used to hang the POW flags in certain places, representing prison of war or MIA. Is that still possible, or are we just not? Did it die off, or is that something we should look at bring you back to life, or what do y'all think?
I think there was a reason they were taken down, but I don't know. I'd take it back
just
to staff, too.
Yeah, somebody asked me about.
They used to fly that, you know, under the ensign, but I don't know.
I don't know personally, but if you'd like to make it an agenda item, we can follow up on it. You can add it if you'd like.
I mean, that could be something a city manager could explain.
Okay.
I just want to know, do we focus just on Chula Vista, then just to highlight Chula Vista, so the POWs would be from Chula Vista, and my
right.
family's from Chula Vista, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Just want to clarify.
Yes, Chula Vista. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if we could do that. I mean, if that's going to be just up all the time, or do we have a special time where we want to have that up, or usually it's all the time.
It usually flies all the time, but I don't know what the city charter is for that. I'm sure they have something. We'd have to find out. Okay. Go ahead.
I just thought it would be interesting to read what we're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's been published publicly. It's not, you know, the charter, because charters people have to go online and all that. But I just was looking online, which everybody read already, but just to read it out loud so all of us are in sync. Veterans Advisory Commission provides advice to the City Council on matters directly relating to veterans. Sample duties include promoting and assisting the city on Veterans Day or Memorial Day observations and other events, encouraging and promoting patriotism and interest in flag etiquette and display, like the POW flag, studying the future needs of veterans, such as veterans' homes and halls. We have a huge veterans home here that's fabulous, but
yes.
They locked down and I can't go visit them anymore. And it's gorgeous with a great view.
Mm-hmm.
Providing a forum to discuss issues relating to military veterans and formulating and recommending a city position and endorsement regarding proposed legislation affecting veterans and military personnel. And that's the little short, you know, 2-cent elevator speech that everybody sees. So if we can align with some of those, and you know, the Memorial Day, for example, when you say, should we do anything, I think the question is better phrased, what is the city planning to do, and how can we support the city?
Thank you.
Excellent.
Commissioner Miller?
Are we doing the Veteran of the Year this year? Because that's one of the things that was on from prior years as well. We would do the Veterans of the Year, or the Veteran of the Year, on Veterans Day, and in order to do that, there was like a timeline that we would have to request
nominations,
and then we would review the packets, and then we would make our nomination to the city, and ultimately, I can't remember if it was the mayor or specifically the city council, would then have to bring it forth, and then they would present it, which does take, it doesn't sound like a long time,
a
but considering that we have to go through everything. It can be kind of time-consuming. I mean, you may want to put that on the agenda as well.
So that one, to find out what are the rules for the Veteran of the Year selection and criteria nominated to the City Council.
I will say in the past, there was a lot of confusion about people just were not aware of it. And so it was a big personal issue that we needed to get that information out more, because we were not getting as many nominations as we felt that we should get if we were really pushing and saying stuff, and we were told that we're kind of limited with what you can say and can't say because you don't want to misrepresent something. So I would really like to see that push out. I think it would be really beneficial. Also, I worked with USC SEER. I don't know if anyone's familiar with the center in LA. They have a huge veterans collaborative in LA, and they do studies all over the country specifically for what the specific areas need, because every area has different needs for their veterans. I worked with them when I was in grad school, and I actually had a representative come down and talk. I would really like to have something similar done to our area, and I would be more than happy to reach out to them again to see if we can get them to come out.
What kind
That's
of format?
Good idea.
I'm sorry?
What kind of format is that? Like a day long, a workshop?
He just came for the meeting. He did a presentation that explained what they do, how they conduct their studies, how it's beneficial, what their recent findings are. They actually work with the School of Social Work, and they do a lot of veterans collaboratives, and they do a lot of veterans, I don't want to say research. It is research, but it also, a lot of action plans that go with that.
So with that, it'd be, how do we get guest speakers to come in, market their products, market what they're doing, and how do we get it put out to the city and to the community and make it part of the Veterans Advisory Commission?
I would like to know where our veterans are here. That was another issue where we had a lot of touch points, but we weren't quite reaching them.
How do we get engaged local veterans to get more involved?
Or find the demographics first.
Mm-hmm. And Commissioner Mueller, is there a cost involved?
No.
For that speaker? Okay.
No. An alumni, so, and we worked with them, and they're a fabulous, fabulous organization. So.
And for the record, what was the name again of the organization?
The USC Center of Innovation and Research. And they also partner with the Los Angeles Veterans Collaborative.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to keep you busy, it sounds like.
Got my notes.
Okay. Thank you. Any other comments?
No. So, Veterans Memorial Day is May.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We've got less than a month to get organized.
We meet again in May.
The next meeting will be May 17th.
And Veterans Day is, Memorial
Day. Memorial Day is the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're doing something, we need to decide what we're doing right this moment.
Yes.
But when did you typically announce the Veteran of the Year?
The Veteran of the Year was announced on Veterans Day. Usually we... The cutoff for the nominations was in July. I don't remember if it was the beginning of July or the end of July, but the time frame for reviewing everything and then submitting everything to the city was very, very small. So I don't want to speak. It should be on the website where it mentions Veteran of the Year and submit your applications.
It is on the website.
Yeah.
It is.
It's always on the website, so whenever we were like, we want to put this out, they were like, oh, well, it's on the website. But also, if you're not looking for it, you're not going to find it. So it's like, I think, one sentence.
Yeah, I think we got to decide that when we're ready to do it, we got to figure out how we can put it before people really promote it.
Can we find out if we are within our limits to post it on social media, like we have a Veterans of the Year application? I don't know if we're legally allowed to do that.
Well, you got, Think Chulista, Instagram, and Facebook. Mm-hmm. So, they could be posted on there by the
city. And they have events.
And then you got
on
events.
The website.
So you're questioning how to get things like that.
Oh, so I guess we do have social media, but I guess...
Are we legally allowed to
put it on
promote things?
Next door,
right,
or something like that?
Who's the belly button if we want something posted? How do we get
that? Well, I would
done?
Also suggest that if you brought up Facebook, there already are Chula Vista groups. It is being posted.
Okay.
So we just need to do a better job at the PIO part. PIO.
She's your guy.
I'm a liaison today. I'm a PIO as soon as I walk out of the door.
So it's more of getting the awareness out there.
Mm-hmm.
So the process is here. It's just we need to make that known, skywrite it, put it in groups. Put it on flyers in the stores where you go. Put it on the base. Stick it in the commissary checkout bags.
And maybe,
back to the budget.
But maybe Mayor McCann could put it in his newsletters because he puts out one a month.
Or post. He does a selfie every day. So
yes.
That could be a day. Selfie of the day is this. Did you know? Here's my little...
Yeah.
I'll send it to him.
So Memorial Day. Are we just going to... If there's anything going on in the city, since it's such short notice, are we just going to find out and just try to connect with something, or?
I guess it depends what our charter is. I mean,
so,
I don't know what we can do based on our charter.
It's so soon. I don't know if we, are we just going to pass this year or...
Well, in terms of the charter, which we'll be happy to follow up with and any type of technical information, of course, but just working off of the website and the definition that was just read, as a sample duty, promoting and assisting the city for Memorial Day observations. So that would seem to be enough direction.
Assist the city.
So I guess at the next meeting, can we get what the city's plans are?
And then I had a question in terms of, say we come up with the, say we pursue the task of find out what the city's plans are, and we find these out tomorrow. Can we email those out to the group, or do we have to wait until the next meeting to share that?
No, I will email.
So we can get real-time information that would help.
Yes.
Okay, so that was the thought, is that we want to make sure we have stuff that's going to help drive decision-making and not just wait until the next meeting.
And one thing... I mean, we're scheduled to meet May 17th, but, I mean, I'm open to a special meeting if we need to.
Like this one?
To discuss this earlier.
Yes.
If everybody else is open to that. Yes. Just to make the Memorial Day, event, maybe we have two meetings in May, one early or one late April, between now and May, or Memorial, we have two meetings. Everybody's open to that.
And I'm not sure if I'm incorrect saying this, but I do believe if, when we all leave and if you find something when you get home at an event and then you as well, and you can share that with us, and then if we did have a special meeting, those could be the events that we find. We can put them as agenda items for that special meeting that we make, and then we can figure out what would be set or what we can help assist and promote for Memorial Day.
So, to piggyback on that, if we find things in between meetings, do we send them all to the secretary to disseminate at the next meeting?
Or
because
disseminate
again,
out. So we're all covered by the Brown Act.
We need to have some kind of comms between those 30 days.
Well, we're all covered by the Brown Act, so we can't meet separately. So we have to go through
it. It'd be the commission email, the VAC, you'd send the ideas there. And that's how it'll get back to us, and then that's how we will be able to generate.
But you will wait till the next meeting?
Unless we'll coordinate that and see if we could have a special meeting or something.
You'll let us know.
Yes. Same, the emails as I sent out, saying we will be having a special meeting if we can have a quorum for that day, and then if we do get it, then we can meet.
Right.
And it will be a special, not a regular meeting. Mm-hmm.
Is there a possibility that could be a Zoom?
I can check with city clerk because I do know during COVID they were doing Zoom meetings for commissions.
It's a lot harder.
Meetings on Zoom.
Well, yeah, but they broadcast the city council meetings. The Zoom meetings, at least when we did them in GOC, that had about more
less public.
Not less public, but they had a lot of more rigor and a lot more oversight. That was harder.
I don't remember what the rules are. If we do have another meeting, it has to be posted for the public.
Yes,
I don't know how many days before that has to be posted.
The agenda for the public for special meeting is 24 hours before.
Okay, 24
yes.
hours. Oh, okay.
Yes. Regular meetings is 72 hours. Mm-hmm. So a little more leeway for the special ones.
Okay. Anybody else have any comments? Okay.
I'm excited about the veterans.
So the time is 7:01, and I adjourn the meeting, this meeting, to the regular meeting, which will be held on May 17th at 6 p.m.